to abandon his beloved school. There was no other alternative but to flee to his mother's family estate in Chalcis. Aristotle died later that year from natural causes. Aristotle is recognized universally as one of the greatest minds of all time. Until the 17th century, Aristotle was revered in Europe as the main authority on almost every topic. For example, Aristotle was the founder of anatomy. In this field, he stressed the importance of observation. Aristotle was known as a logical thinker. In fact, his approach to logic was the leading form of logic until the 19th century. Kant, a noted 18th century philosopher, credits Aristotle with developing the field of deductive inference. Deductive reasoning is used in many fields of study and professions today. Aristotle was also a leader in the field of ethics. He believed that virtue is the pathway to extremes. He also stressed that every man should strive to use his intellect above all else. Ethics was a very important issue to the philosopher. Ethics is the practice of regularly making moral decisions, allowing the individual to become a virtuous person. Aristotle believed that an ethical person will be virtuous because the ethical person will always recognize the best path to follow. Many leading scholars argue that Aristotle has contributed more to the world than any other philosopher. His credits include the founding of biology, logic, and psychology. Nicomachean Ethics is perhaps the most important work by Aristotle. In this piece, Aristotle explores moral character and ethics. These two concepts are the defining characteristics of Aristotelian ethics. In order to properly understand any work by Aristotle, one must read and understand ethics as defined by Aristotle. Many scholars argue that Nicomachean Ethics remains the most poignant and influential work by the philosopher. The analysis of character and what constitutes good, ethical behavior provided by Aristotle remains the authority on the subject. This work is a popular choice in many college courses and is a popular choice for individuals looking for personal guidance. Welcome to the section covering the historical relevance of Nicomachean Ethics. In this section, we will discuss the impact that Nicomachean Ethics has had on the course of history. Aristotle approached the study of ethics unlike any other philosopher of his time. Ethics was studied in a scientific manner because Aristotle believed one had to study ethics in order to develop into a virtuous person. This fresh perspective led the philosopher to create his most influential body of work. Ethics was a course of study in classical Greek education until 529 AD. Aristotelian ethics was a major component of Greek education until Justinian I ordered the closing of all non-Christian schools. This, however, did not stop the study of Aristotelian ethics. This study became influential in the Mediterranean and Middle East. The Catholic Church was also influenced by Nicomachean ethics. During the 12th century, many translations of the text became available. Both Albert the Great and Thomas Aquinas were heavily influenced by Aristotle. Living a virtuous life and achieving happiness in the afterlife as the result of virtuous living was upheld by Aquinas. These concepts became an essential element of the Catholic doctrine and remain vital to the faith today. Three modern philosophers have been heavily influenced by Nicomachean ethics. Ayn Rand, Alasdair MacIntyre, and Bernard Williams all acknowledge the impact Aristotelian ethics have had on their individual work. Rand later rejected many of the tenets of Aristotelian ethics. However, critics recognize the many parallels between the ethics of Rand and Aristotle. Nicomachean ethics remains a classic part of the modern education. Students in the fields of philosophy, theology, and political science are often assigned this text. This is because they will learn more about law, justice, happiness, virtue, and human nature through the